Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Welcome back in as we continue the program this afternoon, just before All Sports Talk at 4 o'clock. Operation Christmas Care is what's on our mind today, and Leanne Newton has been a regular now, I guess, it seems. How many years have we done this? Two?
Three.
This is the third.
This is the third year.
Wow, how about that? Mm-hmm. We talked all about doing the Christmas parade last year, made all these great plans, and then snow.
Yes.
But hopefully everything will work out this year for the Christmas parade. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to that. But for those who may not have heard about Operation Christmas Care and what it is and what you do, thought it would be a good chance to refresh our memory about that.
Absolutely. In 2006, a friend of mine's son lost both of his legs in an IED explosion, and he was transferred to Walter Reed. Was up there almost 2 years. And so Walter Reed at that time, we had the anthrax scare, and they were not taking anything from anyone, but I wanted to do something. And so I contacted a friend of mine who was a pastor at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, and he put me in touch with Brooks Army Medical Center, which is now our main point for amputees and burn victims. So all of our cards and gifts at this point go to Brooks Army Medical Center. My goal, of course, is as we grow that we'll be able to expand that out. And I'd like to even get overseas, be able to bring things, send things to the hospitals overseas. But currently, that's where we are. And Josh has made as full a recovery as you can make from that type of wound, and married his nurse. So
wow, how about that? I guess 2 years you get to know someone, huh?
That's right. And that was in 2006. So we started with one box in one school, and this year's the first year I've had the website up, UncleSamsHeroes.com. I now have people from 10 states sending things in this year, but Murfreesboro will always be the home of Operation Christmas Care.
There are so many great things that start right here in this community that just seem to go viral. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you mentioned that, I immediately had a thought of a soldier's child and what they're doing with birthdays and celebrating birthdays for those who have lost their loved ones in the war. And so these two things really kind of go together, and they both started right here in Rutherford County. There's such a heart here for our soldiers and those who served in the military.
It's really unbelievable. As a military spouse myself, I've traveled, lived in a lot of different areas, and this community is amazing. And people want to do something. You know, they have that same desire I did. I just want to do something.
Yeah.
I met a lady at the doctor's office right before I came here, and she had driven up from Tullahoma, and she was around 60 probably. But she saw it in the D&J and called me and said, I've already made 4 homemade cards. So anyway, I met her at the doctor's office and picked up 2 bags of cards from her.
How about that? The cards, that's one thing. But whether it's one card or two or three or whatever, when these soldiers get the cards, what's the reaction?
Oh, golly. The best example I have of the impact that these cards have, because people will say to me, what can a card do? You know, it's from a stranger. It's not even somebody they know. And Josh's friend, the one who lost his legs, had also lost a leg in that same explosion, and they lost 3 of their comrades. And he had gone through another surgery, and his mom was out there with him. And as he was trying to, he was coming out of the pain, out of the morphine, and it was very hard to control the pain of some of these operations. And he had tears just, you know, leaking from his eyes, because they're very brave and they try not to show that. And he said, Mom, just keep reading the cards. Please, Mom, just read the cards. So that's, I don't know what else to say. That's how much it means.
Yeah. Just to hear the positive words, to know that people care. I mean, these are young men and women who lay their lives on the line so we can have the opportunity to sit here and talk, and to even collect cards to send to soldiers. I mean, without those freedoms and without the people to protect us from that, I would have to think that it just really warms their heart. It doesn't matter who that they're from.
It doesn't matter. And there's something very special about a handwritten letter. And as you know, I'm a big history buff.
Right.
And the letters and the handwritten notes have prevailed year after year, even with email. These soldiers are in for very long recoveries. They're going to spend months in the same hospital room.
You said 2 years for this
exactly.
Young man. Yeah.
Josh was, it was 2 years before he actually left the Walter Reed facility. So they can hang those cards up. And I will tell you, those cards stay up until the day they leave, and they take them with them. And I just envision that there will come a time where they'll pass those down to their grandchildren.
Sure.
And talk about the good of the American people.
You know, we're talking to Leanne Newton, by the way, about Operation Christmas Care and cards for wounded soldiers. During this time of the year, we often think about what can we do to help. And our kids, a couple of years ago, well, each year, you know, the last 2 years, and planning on it this year, they like to get cards, whether it's cards we have bought, they've made some cards. It was just kind of a hodgepodge of cards, if you will. That we put together, but you know, they really enjoy it, and I think what I'm hoping that they get out of it is that these people are making a sacrifice for you and to try to teach our young people.
And that's wonderful. That's exactly what I try to teach my children as well, Brian. And the other thing that someone told me yesterday, and I thought this was a fabulous idea. I can't believe I didn't think of it, but I didn't. And she said, well, what about those cards where you record your voice?
Yeah.
And so what I tell a lot of people is one, don't put them in envelopes, because a lot of the soldiers can't open them. So we have to remove them before they're shipped from the envelopes anyway. But we have a lot of them that are blind or temporarily or permanently. And so what a cool thing to actually be able, they could open a card and hear your message.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to go out and get some of those and put some in myself.
That's a really neat idea. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of that.
Oh, me either.
Isn't it great to have people who are getting behind this project that really kind of started out as I want to do something, mm-hmm. and now to have people from 10 states?
It's phenomenal, and it just makes me so happy. And I talked to another gal. You know, everybody has their little down moments, and whenever I get one of those, it seems like God just throws things my way. And I had 3 phone calls, like boom, boom, boom. And one was in Ohio at a Marriott hotel, and they want to put a box up in the Marriott hotel. And I had one in Virginia from a retired colonel who's going to get the whole school involved. I had a lady in California. So in addition to all the emails I've gotten from local people and the boxes that are being set up, I do want to mention there's one at Line Ball Library. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to know where to drop. That's probably the most centralized one. There's a lot on MTSU campus. And then you can always reach me by phone or drop them off at my house. You can mail them to me. And all that information is on my website, UncleSamsHeroes.com.
And there's an email address on there on the website.
Absolutely.
and everything right there as well. So UncleSamsHeroes.com is where you can find all of that information. But again, the Line Ball Library, centrally located right downtown, an easy place to do that. Leanne, this is a time of the year when there's, you know, so many things going on, and you could have easily said, why? You know, I mean, you added one more thing, and it's a big thing to an already busy season, and you continue to do it, and it continues to grow. So
it does. What am I going to do with that?
What are you going to do? Yeah, where are you going with that?
I do have some plans for 2012, as it has expanded out this year to other states. I will probably have to look at doing a 501c3 that will allow me to write grants, because I do have projects in mind with every year. I take pictures and copies of the very special cards, and there's always a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And there's actually a slideshow on my website of a lot of the cards that came in last year. So I want to be able to bind those into a book that every soldier coming into every hospital worldwide gets one of those. This book full of these amazing morale boosting messages. So that's a project that I'm going to need some funds for, and I can't write a grant until I can have legitimacy. So I will be doing that. But the thing that I have a lot of people ask me, why? You know, why do you do this? How do you keep doing this? And I only have one answer, and my answer is, how can I not?
That's a simple enough answer. How can you not? It's obviously a passion.
It is.
You know, and other people can see that, and as it has grown, it's obviously filling a need within the country's, you know, for our soldiers.
It is. There are a lot of agencies, a lot of amazing agencies. WoundedWarriors.com and Soldiers Angels. But there's no one doing this that I have found. No one sending cards.
Yeah.
Those handwritten messages. And even though we do send gifts and we have a list of items at the hospital request, there's still nothing like that handwritten message. So I guess that's why I keep doing what I do. And I tell everybody, I'll quit as soon as they don't need me.
Yeah.
And God, I wish that was tomorrow, you know, and I mean that in God up above. I really wish you could make that to be tomorrow. But right now, that's not the case. And there's no end in sight. And even after the war's over, if and when we bring all of them home, these soldiers, and these are life-changing wounds. So I have other ideas of how later on maybe I can benefit those soldiers in other ways as they move into the next phase of their life.
I really think your book idea is going to go over very well, you know, if you get the support and the funding for that. Because, I mean, just some of the cards that I read from people, just the, you know, of just the small amount that I gave you to send, I mean, I imagine that you can go through them, and you better have a box of Kleenex around.
Oh, you better. You really better. And I find, and maybe this again, and I'm kind of repetitive because I am a writer, so I'm big on the written word, but I have had people pour their souls into these letters, talking about ancestors who have served, talking about how grateful they are, how they think about every morning the freedoms they have and what that's cost. They're just unbelievable. So it gives people an opportunity to express those things.
And it gives, it's kind of therapeutic for them to be able to say thanks. You know, it seems like it's very easy for us on Veterans Day to say thank you to all the veterans, but what about, you know, February the 17th or you know, just any given day? You know, do we get up and thank a soldier,
right?
You know, and this is a way to kind of move it into another time of the year when, frankly, a lot of times, especially, that's why we wanted to teach our kids, you know, do something for someone else during the holidays. You know, we can get awfully selfish this time of the year.
Right. And on the selfish note, my family has done without Christmas cards from me for 6 years. But they seem to be very understanding that that time is...
They're going somewhere
else.
They're
going somewhere else, and they also contribute cards now.
Before you get away, I do want to ask you about pennies for postage.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I started that last year as it doubled in size. We sent over 800 pounds of cards and packages last year. And as you know, the rates have gone up again this year. And I just always kind of done it out of pocket. Now, my husband's a retired disabled veteran also. So, you know, it's where your heart's at. That's where my heart is. But I did need a little help last year. And again, amazing community. I had $95 overage. And so I went out and purchased a few more CDs and stuck them in a box and sent them on down. So it's, you know, we wipe a clean slate. Nothing's held over. But yes, the pennies for postage does just that. And if there's any overage, I just buy a few more gifts and send them on down.
So people can help. If they can do cards and postage, maybe they can, you know, I can't do cards, but maybe I can help with the postage or whatever, right. I guess, right?
I think if I could put a shout out, it would be maybe to the businesses. Dodge has put they're my first business, and they've put up a booth this year. And it would be helpful, like if you have a dentist office or anything and you can put a pennies for postage, where maybe you don't want to have a whole drop box or you want both, it's helpful. It helps a lot.
Now, you've got a mailing coming up really soon, like Saturday, isn't it?
That's right. The first mailing is going out on Saturday, and I have several iPods and several cards, and I have cards arriving at my house daily now from all over the place, and it's just so wonderful.
Now, what are the iPods? Tell me about what's happening there.
Well, that was just a personal purchase. Uh-huh. They spend a lot of time in bed.
Sure.
And so they need things to do and ways to pass the time, and I hit a good deal last year, and so, you know, bought a few, 10 or 12, and they're in a box, and they're going. So.
Cool. I wonder if, like games and cards and, you know, card games and things like that, would that be something
absolutely
that you could do too?
Absolutely. You know, the variety of wounds is broad as you can think. So decks of cards, any kind of handheld games, DVDs, music of any kind, CD players, handheld DVD players. I even had a lady call me today and wanted to know about a Kindle. And I was like, absolutely, because those are things that the hospital, you know, they can pass around and they can use.
So some of these items, like what we're speaking of here, they could go from room to room. You know,
exactly.
Someone could read you know, a book in the Kindle and then mm-hmm. go to the next room and the next.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a little community, isn't it?
It
down
is.
At the hospital. You know, you think of a hospital being, you know, you've got so-and-so in one room and so-and-so in another, but being there for, you know, extended period of time, you become family.
And you're family already because you have been down the same path. And so there is a camaraderie there, but even if you don't know the guy yet when he comes in. And I think the amazing thing with these veterans is these wounded warriors, they will go bedside to bedside. After they're in their recovery, and they maybe have moved on to where they're working on their prosthetics, and they will go and they will sit and encourage those newly wounded coming in. It's just amazing.
Wow. Leanne Newton, our guest, Operation Christmas Care, our subject today. You kind of called out business owners and businesses here that could help. And, you know, it just kind of dawned on me, how great would it be for churches to get involved, whether it's helping with some of the postage. But, you know, who wouldn't like to put together Christmas cards and do that as a project, maybe a Sunday school class project and things of that nature, too?
Absolutely. Any and all. I'm just so grateful to everyone here in Middle Tennessee for their support, and I guess it's not called the Volunteer State for nothing.
There you go. Kind of give us the details one more time here, Leanne, so we know when we need to get cards to you and hit on pennies for postage, where we can drop off cards, and find more information online.
Okay, so UncleSamsHeroes.com, all the information is there. If you go under the More tab, there is a specific Operation Christmas Care if you want to view the slideshow from last year. You can either send them to Operation Christmas Care. And it's 3430 Leslie Lane. I know you're not going to get this down, but it's on the website. Or you can call me. My cell phone is 615-804-5393. That's 804-5393. We can work out something. I'll be happy to come pick them up. I drove all over Middle Tennessee last year picking up packages. What else did I need? I'm sorry.
Website.
So again, www.UncleSamsHeroes.com. Everything you need will be on there. I have a blog that I'm updating. I'm not hitting it daily right now. I'm a little busy, but I'm trying to hit it every 3 days. With new information as it comes up.
And the drop-off site here at the Line Ball Library.
Drop-off. Line Ball Library has one. There are several if you're work or a student at MTSU campus, or if you're over on campus. The Jones Hall has one. Fairview across from La Siesta has a drop-off in the front foyer. The KUC, I'm putting up two there tomorrow. The graduate studies, the Wright Music Building, Aerospace, Ag, they all have drop boxes. So just about anywhere on campus, if they don't have one, they can tell you where there is one.
Awesome. Again, UncleSamsHeroes.com, where you can find all of this information. And Leanne, it's awfully good to see you again, and good luck with everything.
I did forget one thing.
Go ahead, right here.
We're going to be in the parade.
Okay. Yep.
So we will be walking the route. We have a pickup truck, and that's it. It'll have a Christmas tree on it with military emblems type of ornaments on it, red, white, and blue star. And you can give me cards at the parade. We will be gathering all along the route.
Well, that's a great, you know, we talked about that idea last year,
we
were going to try that, and it didn't work out. But this year,
yes,
we hoping
will
for
be
great
there.
Weather.
Please bring your cards to the parade. We'll be happy to take them from you.
Well, that just solves it all for everyone. Thousands of people, hopefully. All right, Leanne, thanks again.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Leanne Newton joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. And friends, that is it for our time today.